This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the meantime, in between time, it's analysis paralysis time. Well, maybe a little of that, a little info, a little fun, you know, a little of this and some of that. DJV program, D for Doug, as in Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn. V for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. Imagine the workflow that every day precedes us going on the air in any of the hours. Kind of figure out what it is that will float your boat, what you need to know, what you'd like to know. I try to organize my thoughts at the beginning of the hour so that we can move ahead. I think yesterday I mentioned something about that judge's family that was shot in Liberty, New York. No one really could figure out. I guess the guy who did it is dead too, but has anybody figured out what the reason for this was?
No, this has been a big story in New Jersey too. The only connection is that the guy who dressed up as the FedEx driver and eventually shot himself, he was a lawyer who had tried at least one case that we know of in front of Judge I'm blanking on her name now.
Salas.
In front of me. Yeah, Salas. And so that's the only real connection that anyone seems to have been able to find so far.
Mm-hmm. Pretty bizarre, but there are lots of bizarre things.
But then, you know, there's a lot of Jeffrey Epstein connections there, too, now, so...
She was investigating Deutsche Bank and connections to Jeffrey Epstein, and so there's always the conspiracy theorists who are saying that this was a hired hit, or that this was someone who was intentionally trying to get her to stop investigating all this stuff.
In this little town, it's in North Brunswick. Where is that in connection to the...
Not that far outside Manhattan.
So she was a federal judge.
Why would U.S. District Judge. I'm not sure what... Yeah.
Yeah, well, Fed. I think you can attach Fed to that. Yeah, exactly.
I do think it's funny in New Jersey people seem to think that it's connected to Joe and Teresa from the Housewives of New Jersey, but I don't think it is. Because Joe already got deported, so he's living in Italy, so I don't think that there's a connection there.
Some business news today. Qantas, one of the great airlines in the world, is not going to offer any connection to the rest of the world from Australia through March of next year. That's a pretty dramatic statement to be making, but thinking also of it's worse down there at the moment than it is here, if you can imagine anything like that in terms of numbers and stuff, because they just, you know, it was...
I thought their numbers are a lot better. That's why they're keeping everybody out.
Well, I think that there's what happened as things started to cook there, Victoria, for them anyway. It's disconcerting. One of the things that I find disconcerting about this is that they've taken all their 747s, which was the greatest airplane in terms of representing the United States, for whatever the reason. It represented so much, not just of our technology, but the majesty of those planes. Anyway, they've retired all of them because of the fact that nobody was flying them. All the jumbo 380 superjets from Airbus, they're all retired, or they're just... When they say retire, they don't really retire them. What they do is they find the use for them someplace else. But anyway, for the purposes of understanding the business that pulling these flights means, isolates. It's kind of what it... There'll be other airlines that'll serve that way down under, if you will. But it's a business. It's a statement. A couple of things. Yes, we want to keep people out of our country, but we also don't think there's any business there either. Nobody's going to want to travel, and so they have domestically returned to about 40% of the schedule that they have flying around Australia. But no more. They've limited. The government of Australia limits the travel to the country from outside, and I think limits the travel of people in the country from, you know, don't go anywhere. We want you to stay here, kind of, right? And so,
well,
you look
yeah,
at
they're
that,
they're taking it. Well, they can. It's probably easier for them to do since they are also an island. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a little easier to make people quarantine because where else can they go? They can't yeah. really go too many. You know, they can't hop around too much.
Yep. And so here domestically, we were talking about American Airlines having a deal with JetBlue to try to somehow or other recreate or reestablish their long-haul business. That is the stuff that they go, they internationally fly out of, let's see, where do they fly out of? They do a couple of flights out of Boston, mostly New York JFK and Miami and Los Angeles, San Francisco. I guess now they're going to fly internationally out of Seattle. It would seem rather interesting because they're going to compete directly with Delta, who fly out of there. But 25% reduction in long-haul flights next summer. Not this summer, but they already figure they're going to be down 25%. Their business was off 85% until recently. I think they were, when you consider the capacity of the largest airline in the world that has almost 1,000 airplanes, and they only carried 30,000 people during 1 month. that's pretty much everybody staying home. And, you know, there were people talking about there were 3 or 4 people on planes. That was it, to go here and there. So certainly this virus, people...
It's probably the safest
are,
time to fly at this point,
yeah.
I can imagine, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you when I go to Los Angeles next month. Let's see how it all comes to be. Other business news, I guess this is sort of an interesting, this bank in Wisconsin bringing change to their community. Apparently, and I think, didn't we hit on this last week, ladies, about
how
nobody...
that you couldn't find change, which I never use change anyway, so I didn't even know if there was, I didn't know
well,
that there was a shortage.
Well, that's the question. Yeah.
Did you just really say bringing change to their community?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
No, like
literally.
Real change.
Well, literally.
Actual change.
Change.
Actual
yeah.
change.
Right. There hasn't been a lot of people. Is it because people are not using change because they're paying for things with cards?
No, they stopped making it because of the pandemic. There was something, it was not circulated.
Did?
Yeah, it wasn't being circulated by the government, and so that's why banks were being, there are still being limited on how much change they get from the Federal Reserve every month or every week,
it
however
like
their shipments were.
Yeah, like a two-pronged problem. So, like, they stopped making it because of coronavirus, but then also people were using cards or they weren't actually even getting out and using any money at all because they were staying at home and everything was closed down. And so that two, like, double-edged sword basically caused the shortage.
Mm. So this, well,
plus
you think
my
about
Martha
the
has all the coins on the planet.
She does.
Douglas bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have little jars? I have little jars I put extra
yeah, I do.
Pennies and one jar for pennies, one jar for nickels, dimes, and quarters. We use them. I save the nickels, dimes, and quarters because we use them on the ice cream bus. So it becomes, there's a function there. But that's an interesting reality, too. Half the people that come to the farm or when the ice cream bus is out on the road pay for it with credit cards. There's some Grubhub activity, that sort of thing. Dial Dash or Dash, what's it called?
DoorDash.
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 Yeah, right. People are, that's a real change this year from what it had been in the past. So, you know, you got that. And then I was thinking to myself as we were looking around the Wall Street influence, you know, we kind of, we teased Jennifer about her investment in one of the cruise lines. Are people investing these days? What's the ramification of all the unemployment? You know, thinking about the, just if I can sort of focus in on the extra $600 now in unemployment insurance, which was originally set to expire at the end of this month, 30 million people are getting that money. Did you know that?
Why are you whispering?
Yeah, are you okay? I thought something was wrong.
No, I just, I'm emphasizing. It's emphasis.
You scared us.
But I just think about how many people will, if this thing stops, this is part of what they must be discussing in Washington about unemployment benefits as part of another stimulus package, even though nobody knows where the money's going to come from. Can you imagine how much our taxes are going to go up when we you know, come through all of this stuff to pay down the debt? Oy, man. So where are we? Does anybody know where we are on the taking money out of your paycheck deal? Wasn't that one of the main provisions?
Yeah, I think yesterday at the White House there was a big meeting between Kevin McCarthy, who's a minority leader in the House, Mitch McConnell, majority leader in the Senate, and they were all at the White House talking about what a stage four stimulus would look like, and they said that this one would concentrate a lot on kids and vaccines, so basically trying to make sure that there's some sort of vaccine or preventative measure that schools and kids would also see, people with kids would see some relief, but then also a piece of this, and Trump says he won't sign any stimulus unless the payroll tax is in there, and that would mean until the end of the year, companies wouldn't pay payroll taxes, and employees wouldn't have payroll taxes deducted from their paychecks. So,
so it will never have to be made up. It just goes away.
No, it just goes away until the end of the year.
And yeah, but then, but we don't have to pay it back. That's the question.
No, you stop paying payroll taxes
right. Between now and the end of the year. That means there will be basically no tax collections next year, or certainly, what, half of what normally would be connected.
I think this is kind of a good idea because while you won't be bringing in revenue, at least you're not printing money to send out checks to people. And I would argue that the $1,200 stimulus check is probably not that meaningful to someone who's looking to really try to get back on track again, because $1,200 is a good amount of money, but it goes away pretty fast when you have to think about rent or your mortgage or food for that matter. So if you take, you know, $300 or $400 basically out of everybody's paycheck. And if you give that back to business, they don't have to take their part out as well as give it to the employees, so they don't have to lose their part. You're stimulating business and you're stimulating the employees all at the same time. And I don't know, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Well, what happens to the economy, though, if, in fact, they don't do something at the end of the month? Some of these Wall Street guys, I'm looking what is a prediction by J.P. Morgan Chase, says this economy will completely collapse if we don't have some kind of...
It's been staying afloat. I mean, as far as...
Yeah, people are buying stuff.
Better than I would imagine it to be doing 4 months or however long we are into all of this stuff.
Yeah. So the business about whether you're on the market, in the market, where the market's going, as much as anybody... Yeah, we're interested in the individual, but don't kid yourself. These people on Wall Street have much to say about where the economy is going and what we're doing with our money, what we need to do to protect the economy. They know all too well what would happen, the difficulties that they would face along with the average person in terms of shortfall, the ability to have a dynamic economy. They all know that. So that's why they're pushing to make sure this thing gets done. Hopefully politics will not rule the day. Here's something that will rule the day for those of you who are not having a good time resting and you're worried about stuff like that. We're just talking about the economy. How about a pillow? How about things that will enhance your bedtime activity? I don't mean that. Well, I suppose it would. Comfort. The whole business about improving mental health, feeling good, And that has all kinds of ramifications. So let's get enough rest. Let's not be restless. Let's go to sleep and stay asleep. And the problem is fixed well by having My Pillows on your bed. All the beds in your house have a great sleep every night. Get everybody to have a good rest. My Pillows are made with 100% cotton. They're cool. They really are in many ways. Machine washable and dryable. Conform to your head movements, made here in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, the best deal you could possibly have on any number of things that affect your sleep, all on the Radio Listener Specials page. Financing available, too, on all the orders that are over $200. They'll help you out that way, help you out every way they can. They're in business to stay in business, but they got these BOGO deals with the premium promo code DJV, so buy one, get one free. Look at them all listed on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Foo Fighters, they, along with Jimmy Buffett, Jefferson Starship, and New Kids on the Block, are going to perform for a Fenway session, the live stream benefiting the Red Sox Fund and Live Nation's Crew Nation charity for COVID aid. All the proceeds are going to go toward touring and venue staff. That is, all the people that have been affected by the shutdown that work in the industry. The event, hosted by Will Daly, who's a songwriter, taking place tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The Foo Fighters have shown their support for bands and venues during this whole situation. Several live stream performances, including on McCartney's Preservation Jazz Hall event last month. In May, Dave Grohl, who's the frontman, wrote an op-ed for The Atlantic magazine, envisioning sort of triumphant return to live music following the situation. I wonder if that will happen, like the airline business looking ahead to next spring. Grohl wrote, "In today's world of fear and unease and social distancing, it's hard to imagine sharing experiences like these ever again. I don't know when it will be safe to return to singing arm in arm at the top of our lungs, hearts racing, bodies moving, souls bursting with life. But I do know that we will do it again because we have to." Back in late April, Grohl surprised an ER nurse and a COVID survivor with an intimate performance of Everlong on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He also took part in an all-star rendition of the Foo Fighters song Times Like These with Dua Lipa, Chris Martin, and Rita Ora. And the Tonight Show will go back to being live from the studio, although there's not a studio audience.
No, there's still...
One of them did, didn't they? Yeah. I thought
Jimmy Fallon was still in his house, and I don't know where Jimmy Kimmel is.
I think he's back in the studio. Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is on vacation. He has his subs. All right, next up, musically speaking, 25 and change after the hour on today's DJB program. Last month, Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam, released a charming stop-motion video for Where Do the Children Play from his upcoming T for the Tillerman album. Now he's released three videos explaining how it was made. The video was made with 90% of the materials derived from recycled matter. The director, a fellow named Chris Blackwell, said the track has a very strong environmental message, so he decided very early on that the video itself should have as low an environmental impact as possible. Makes sense, right? Film production can cause a lot of waste as a byproduct of the model making, the set, the scenery design, the construction. So we went into trying to use as much recycled, upcycled material as possible. Blackwell also noted that the material was gathered from recycling centers called rubbish tips and items donated by friends and family. He said, quote, "It did make the production a bit more complex, as we couldn't simply just go out and buy from a hardware store what was needed. We had to make do with what we had gathered, but this make-do-and-mend approach actually turned out to be quite fun, a little more time-consuming. The video's ocean scene, where the children free-flying fish from a net, was made from plastic waste that Jackknife Films collected on a 2-kilometer stretch of beach in South Wales. We collected 10 IKEA bags of washed-up plastic waste. Barely made a dent," he added. "I'd like the video to make people think about the legacy of what we're leaving for future generations. We need a total rethink about the way we consume." I don't disagree with that at all.
The amount of beach waste is just awful. Ugh, the plastic that washes up on the shores everywhere.
Well, it's packaging in general. Think about it every day, how much packaging
garbage
we throw away.
Every bit of plastic that you throw out, it just ends up.
What does it do?
Either gets dumped by a barge it gets through, like, runoff, you know, landfills.
Thinking about consciousness. Okay, so that's that story. 28 after here on the DJV Show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With some potential good news on the coronavirus situation, a senior British official has called the latest news on an Oxford University team's potential coronavirus vaccine as extremely encouraging. Results of the Phase 1 and 2 trial of the vaccine being developed by Oxford's Jenner Institute in conjunction with pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca showed it is safe and in producing strong immune results. The UK trial began in April and involved over 1,000 healthy volunteers who are between the ages of 18 and 55. The U.S. government has invested $1 billion in Oxford trial vaccine already, gambling on it being a success to secure millions of doses as soon as possible. Britain has also poured out about $90 million into the work. Remember, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! I'm Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
A couple of Texas Titans slugging it out on Twitter over a number of issues, especially kneeling during the national anthem. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban tweeted, "Bye," to a social media commenter who had said they were out as a fan as soon as a player was to kneel during the national anthem. That led Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz to take a screenshot of Cuban's tweet and then post that the NBA is telling everyone who stands for the flag and honors cops and veterans to blank off, in Texas no less. The two went on to exchange a number of other criticisms as their tweet war continued. Trader Joe's is coming under fire for some of the names of its international line of products. An online petition now calling names such as Trader Ming's and Trader Jose's racist, saying they perpetuate harmful stereotypes. And a spokesperson for the grocery chain says that the company did start changing product names a few years ago, but a small number of products are still being worked on when it comes to their names. More than 3,000 people had signed a petition against those names as of last night. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Another spectacular opportunity to enjoy the day, to work through the day. It's Tuesday, July 21st, on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. The mountain is to be climbed today. Remember that song? Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow. Remember the rainbow? How exciting it would be if we had a rainbow to start every single day. When you see the colors of the rainbow, what do you think of? Are you dancing with the angels, do you think?
Are you high? Are you on something?
No, I just feel good. Why are we
dancing with the angels?
Dancing with the angels.
When I see a rainbow, I think of a rainbow, and that makes me happy. I don't need to think about dancing with angels.
Or a pot of gold.
Right. Or like ayahuasca or whatever it is that you're on.
No, I tried that once, remember?
Yeah.
Didn't work so well for me. No. I'm high on life. How's that, Victoria? Even though there are a lot of things going on. The latest thing, maybe this is good. There hasn't been a lot of, in my circle anyway, a lot of vaccine news and information that made me think, this is something everybody has to do. But there is some stuff going on in England. What's going on over there?
Well, the University of Oxford, or Oxford University, no, it's University of Oxford, they have shown very, very positive trial results, and this came out on Monday, and they've been working on a vaccine, and they said that these new results are showing that it is likely a safe and effective vaccine that can be developed pretty quickly. So there are two small previous studies on different vaccine candidates in the U.S. that also appear to be relatively safe, and so it triggered the appropriate immune response in the people who are being basically the guinea pigs. So early stage trials explore only safety and dosing, and they can't determine how effective the virus is. But signs indicate that all four candidates who got the vaccine are leading, that essentially they are having the proper immune response to those, which is similar to people who've actually been infected with SARS-CoV-2, the virus, which is the virus that causes COVID. And so they now say 17 candidate vaccines are being tested in people around the world, and the new results from Oxford and the drug company AstraZeneca, they also have a vaccine. So those two are being tracked in 1,000 healthy adults right now. A second dose was given to 10 patients. It seemed to boost their immune system response even further without any added side effects. So that's also good. This was published yesterday in The Lancet, which is kind of the holy grail of medical journals. And so apparently a lot of peer-reviewed people, immunologists, virologists, epidemiologists, all the ologists, seem to think that this is a very exciting development. And in the next few months, this could be a large-scale distribution by the end of the year, they think. So we'll see where it goes. But this is actually an Irish scientist out of leading this team at University of Oxford. And that's kind of where it looks like that's where the main focus will be, because they've got the most controlled environment and they've been tracking the candidates really closely. So it could be good news.
Interesting. Also in England, a couple of other things. The failure of the United States to do anything or to do the right thing. We're punishing ourselves because we can't get our political act together. I thought that was interesting coming from the Brits, although just because you have a leader, Boris Johnson, for example, that doesn't mean that everybody in the country is going to go along and sing the same song. They made a mess out of things, too, frankly, when you look at the money that has been spent. And one wonders how much money that really gets right down to. We've, spent $3.5 trillion so far in stimulus money, and about $1 trillion of that, according to some who are studying the numbers. I don't know how they figure this stuff out, but, you know, policymakers and these wonks and geeks that sit there and try to figure out, they're analysts everywhere, whether you know it or not. Every business, every big business, including government, has analysts. So you look at the number of people who have died and the impact this has taken on the economy. I agree with the findings, but not necessarily how they get there. I think we way, way, way overdid our response to this in terms of the economy. And we way underdid our response in terms to the way that this should be handled socially, whether we had to get tougher or whether people need to be better educated. But you look at why has it been so much easier, even in some of the states in our country. You've got to ask yourself that question. And if you're somebody who's dependent on these government stimulus packages and they don't happen in the next, they don't get revived in the next couple of weeks, what are you going to do to survive? Never mind paying for the mortgage and insurance and stuff. How are you going to buy food? How are you going to put gas in your car if you have to go to work? Or, you know, the children and clothing, all of this stuff. And that's the question being asked by these analysts, not only in England, but elsewhere. Because we can borrow a lot of money. I don't know that we have. I think we're just printing money. You look at the surge now. We've come back again. Here in Massachusetts, we've had a couple of cases. We're in pretty good shape prior to that. But you look at some of these other states where they're going bananas, like Tennessee, Nevada, Washington State. We know the situation in Florida and California. Oof, it's really, it's amazing. Cases up, and the ones that are in the best shape, Utah, Texas, in terms of new cases, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky.
Don't forget, one of the reasons that some of the cases are spiking to the numbers that we're seeing them is that people are taking multiple tests and getting multiple positives, and those are all being counted. One of the things that I think we have to really kind of keep in mind that these numbers are kind of working at this point, and I really believe that we're going to see the numbers start to, once we accurately start to count cases instead of tests, you're going to actually see a more honest view of where we are in terms of how many new positives are coming out. I just don't know when we get to that point, because for every positive test, whether it's the same person taking five of those tests or not, they're not attributed to one case. They're attributed, they get counted each time. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
but the problem, though, is that I've been tested. I'm getting another test today. I've been doing it weekly because we live in an apartment building, and our beach is now called COVID Beach. So I'm getting tested every week, so I'm not walking around as one of those asymptomatic people that's spreading it. But the problem is, like, out of my entire group of friends and family down here in New Jersey, like, Lewis and I are the only people who have been tested so far. So
really?
a lot of people haven't been tested at all, and that's a big part of the problem, that the numbers are not accurate on either end of the spectrum, because there could be plenty of people who feel fine and don't think they have it, and they actually do have it, and they're carrying it and spreading it to other people. So I guess just in terms of the hard numbers,
when you see the numbers like going, you know, in LA, they're saying, oh, they're spiking, and you know, 5,000.
Well, and more
cases.
People are out and about. That's just everywhere. That's also
the cases
part of
are
it.
Going up, because you have to expect that they would after you get to reopen. But one of the things where we're not getting an accurate count is that anybody who takes a test. So let's say you, God forbid, you had
I've
it
had
and
four
you went
negatives,
back.
So right, I'm. So I'm tipping the scales in the other direction.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's right. Now, so, the other weird thing, I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you see that there is a decline in premature births during the lockdown, that preemies, like, almost no longer exist since people
why?
Have been locked away?
Why
so the doctors are trying to figure out. They don't know if it's people are at home and they're less stressed.
Women are on bed rest, basically.
Yeah. Or what the deal is, but premature births have totally dropped during COVID.
Wow. Well, so that's something good. Yeah. Scott Gottlieb, remember him? He was the FDA commissioner for a while under Trump, and unlike many of the people who have worked with Trump, he actually left on good terms. He has come up with a four-phase plan for establishing strict procedures for controlling the virus and reopening gradually and methodically without losing face. And apparently he's gotten to some of the governors in some of the states that are essentially following his prescription with predictably good results. New York, apparently, without knowing it, was the architect. He got to the governor, and then he was hired by some other states. When they got around, the governors all talked to each other. So
every day, yeah. Governor Cuomo's the head of the governor's
conference.
Or the co-chair or whatever, with the guy from Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah. So isn't it interesting? Here's a story that now is just coming to the surface about how this all, and apparently, although Gottlieb, as I said, left he left in March, he left on good terms, but he apparently tried to argue a little. One of the reasons he left is because he didn't like the way that Trump and the other members of the administration were looking at this. He was critical of the testing shortages and stuff like that. But anyway, with him and his sort of Bible here, it's a pretty aggressive testing program. It's pretty aggressive when it comes to handling people. But it's, you know what? It's like anything else. It's the way you say it and you do it. If you listen to those clunks in California who are nothing but control freaks, they present themselves and the ideas as if they were dictators. That, you know, that's the people say, oh, screw you. We're not going to do that. I mean, my daughter and her husband, who would normally be considered somewhat liberal, they have gone real sour, real fast on both the governor and the mayor of Los Angeles, because they all seem like they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I think that that's true. These egomaniacs who don't want to listen to anybody else. And by the way, this guy Gottlieb apparently he was friends with the governor here in Massachusetts, who's also a Republican, a moderate Republican, as Gottlieb is. And that's one of the reasons, again, not knowing it until today, but now realizing that the prescriptions that the successful states have followed have pretty much all come from Gottlieb's plan. So interesting to see how, now that that news gets out, if other people are going to be smart enough to take his advice. You know, there are those, like those idiots in California. Oh, he's a Republican. I don't want to take his advice. Right? But can you hear that, Jenna? I can hear that, Jennifer.
I hear it all the time.
Those guys.
I heard it over the weekend.
Back to England,
you know,
per
the thing
se.
Is that right. No one wants to reflect on their own selves. So everybody points a finger. And the truth is, nobody can really take real responsibility for the coronavirus. It's a flipping virus. We have to figure out how to deal with it, how to get people personally responsible to wear the mask and do all the stuff they're supposed to do and move on. But everybody wants to take advantage of a political opportunity.
Want,
and it happens on both sides.
Pill or there's an injection or this will make life better because we'll take a pill. That's nonsense. If you think that, you're not on the you're on a wrong plane there, pal. In sports news, the Washington Nationals have announced that Dr. Fauci is going to throw out the first pitch tomorrow when they're open their season against the Yankees. How about that?
This guy, okay. So Fauci is on the cover of Vince Stiles' digital edition. Now he's throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, good for him, I guess. But
So, and by the way, in terms of broadcast, the play-by-play, many of the announcers, I noticed that the guy who's now doing the Dodgers game, Charlie Steiner, is going to do it from home.
Yeah, some of them are.
I think they all are, right?
Yeah.
I think Oral Hershiser, the two play-by-play, what's his face, John something, Charlie Steiner does the radio play-by-play, but I think maybe the most, like, the funniest sports story of the day, I don't know if you heard this, but I've been watching some of the exhibition games, and it is wigging me out to not see any fans there and, like, the fake fan noise that they're pumping in, which is kind of funny. But to make it more realistic, I guess, Major League Baseball is working with Sony and all of the individual baseball teams to create simulated fan noise for the games. Every team gets an iPad, and there's 75 sound samples on it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to build...
Sound effects.
Yeah. They're trying to build an... But they're trying to build an app that's going to judge by people's reactions. So, like, when the Houston Astros go up to bat, if people are engaging with the app, you'll hear the boos louder than you would when some other team goes up. So it's kind of interesting that they're trying to manage people's feelings from afar.
It's like exactly how Brockmeyer ended. It's kind of nuts. Like, the future of baseball ended up being very high-tech and, like, not really a whole lot about baseball. It was kind of depressing.
Charlie Steiner... has been working with, we worked with, what's his face, for quite a number of seasons, but apparently Rick Monday is in the booth, but he has some kind of, he's at high risk for the virus, so doctor told me he had to stay home. So they said, okay, here's a TV set.
Or maybe the doctor just feels like feels about him like I do. You could stay home, Charlie.
Yeah. All right, the Golden Girls house is for sale. Ready? TV news. How many people watched that thing and were familiar with Blanche's mid-century home at 6151 Richmond Street in Miami? The address is bogus. Where is the home? It's supposed to
be
it's in Bel Air, right?
It's in Brentwood.
One of the B's.
Brentwood, I think.
Yeah. It's on the market for $2,999,000, 2,900 square foot, four-bedroom home. That's it looks like a 1950s house, right?
It's the I saw the inside tour of this of the house because I was curious what it looked like.
Yeah.
It's in pristine. It's in pristine condition. It's amazing.
All right, so we get some Hawaiian shirts and go right to town because it looks like Hawaii in a manner of speaking to some, I guess. That's that story. 50 minutes. Well, yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How about some authority in your voice, Doug? It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour for this Tuesday morning. Victoria Keelan is here first up, Apple expanding some coding partnerships. What's happening here?
Yep, they're expanding the coding partnership with historically black colleges and universities, as a lot of big tech firms are, they're trying to increase their diversity and inclusion. And tech companies are probably, in of all of the sectors in American business and industry, the tech world is the whitest of the white. And so there's just a total
whiter
lack
than
of
Wall Street?
It's a very, it's seriously lacking in diversity. Right. So essentially, black people make up 13% of the population. Representation at tech firms hovers at about 3%. So it's pretty bad, and it's really just because there's no real training, and so there are 24 different locations now: Morehouse College, Tougaloo College, Dillard University, Prairie View A&M. These are all colleges that are working now with Apple on coding programs, and so they want to bring the black community into the tech world and into coding. And coding, if for people who don't know, that's the infrastructure that makes digital technologies operate. And so they want more black programmers, then it puts more black people in the running for in-demand, higher-paying jobs, which, you know, is an important step in equity and equality. So I think it's great. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, acknowledge that even Apple needs to do more to promote diversity. He wrote a letter to the other employees and said that he's vowing to bring more technology to underserved school systems and address inclusion and diversity within its ranks. And he said, to create change, we have to reexamine our own views and actions in light of a pain that is deeply felt but too often ignored. And he said, issues of human dignity will not abide standing on the sidelines. To the black community, we see you. You matter, and your lives matter. And so now that's where he's pushing that incentive. So I think it's great that all of those colleges, like I said, 12 are HBCUs and 24 in total, are now the ones that are going to be working with Apple. And it gives students a real leg up, because coding is everything. There are little kids who are learning to code now. So there's a whole generation of college kids who, you could make the argument, it might even be too late for them.
Mm. All right. Disney Plus has announced the Bad Batch for next year.
The Geek Out.
I've been using my stay-at-home COVID time to do something I should have done a long time ago. Watch The Clone Wars, and I'll later watch Rebels. Now, these are the two beloved animated Star Wars series, and I'm now four seasons into it, and I understand what I've been missing. The Clone Wars really fills in and adds to the canon of Star Wars, and I can't recommend it highly enough. Last week, Disney announced a spin-off of The Clone Wars. The Bad Batch is coming to Disney Plus and will focus on the experimental group of clone commandos that were introduced in the final season. Star Wars The Bad Batch will take place post-Clone Wars and will debut on Disney Plus in 2021, and we've tweeted the sneak peek trailer at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, big screen TV sales. There's no surprise here, I suppose, right? Going up, up,
well,
up,
a little
up.
Bit, a little bit of a surprise, because big screen TVs are expensive still, but the a little bit of a surprise in the sense that, you know, people, 54 million people applied for unemployment, but sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger are up 53% over the first half of 2020. The especially the big sellers were TVs that were larger than 65 inches. They're up 77% between April and June compared to a year ago. So prices on 65-inch displays have dropped, so that plays into it a little bit. Analysts had expected sales to be up this year, but they only forecasted 20% higher than last year, not 77% higher. So the average price for a 65-inch TV in the April to June period was $644. That's about $200 off the regular price. So, but then again, you know, in California, I don't know if you know this store, Video and Audio Center stores in Los Angeles, yeah. They sales of their largest display. It's a 98-inch Samsung 8K TV. It's a $60,000 TV. They sold three of them in the last weekend of June. Now they've actually started selling other TVs. 75 inches are now the seems to be like the average size of what people are buying. So it's kind of nuts.
Put a movie theater in your house.
That's what people are doing. Yeah.
Well, see, that goes back to my theme that people want to see this stuff and say all you want about what people want to see at home, but they want a big screen. That's why movie houses are important.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.